It is the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show. Matt Greenwood with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Crystal City in the semifinal against Saxony Lutheran falls 61-41. But, Coach, a few bright spots, including Hunter Basson, as we're speaking to Lee Richardson, head coach of the Hornets. Hunter Basson hit a three at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter, Coach. He had a three in the second, a three in the third, two ball in the fourth quarter. If you're looking for some consistency on the score sheet, I believe Basson kind of gave that to you.
Yeah, I'm probably happiest about that too, because he crashed and got an offensive rebound.
Yeah,
and hit that layup, something we preach to the guys about doing. So that was good to see him do that, but also to get in rhythm and hit some shots. So good to see.
If we're talking about guard play, Colin Wilkerson, a guy that's unselfish, and definitely in the first half and the second half, he was getting some open shots and knocking those down. He was three. He had three threes as well for a total of nine. So when it comes to shooting the long ball, I don't know what the stats are, but you probably went about maybe 30 or 40%, but that's kind of what Saxony provides for you, is those open, deep shots.
Yeah, you can find those. Problem is you can fall in love with that. And the first half, you say we were settling for a lot of threes, and not all of them were bad shots, but just, just because you touch paint doesn't mean you have to try to take it up against a 6'8 kid, but you got to get in there and at least – get the defense to collapse a little bit, and then maybe get a little bit of a better look. But as the game went on, we got a little better rhythm. We shot, I think, 25% for the three-point line, but they are pretty big down there. We tried to challenge them at the rim, and that wasn't going anywhere. But you at least got to get 2 feet in the paint and shot fake, get them off their feet. We didn't do a very good job of that. So maybe if we got into the free throw line a little bit more and attacked the paint a little bit better, it would have been a little bit closer.
Backcourt press into a 2-3 zone. That's kind of what the defense for Saxony did. And I didn't feel like it was a full court press, but it was sort of, half to three-quarters court press. I actually thought that your guys dealt with that pretty well for, 95% of the time. But then that 2-3 zone, it just the traps along the lanes. That's sort of where they pose some problems for you.
And you play a team with the length of Saxony and their experience, he's got a really good program going there. And our guys, not a ton of experience. We're a little bit on the youngest side. We have a few seniors, but a lot of the guys out there getting a lot of minutes are younger. And, the experience of facing a matchup zone, knowing where the gaps are, knowing how to attack it, that just comes with experience. So, that's my message to them in the locker room, is this can be valuable for us if we learn from all that.
Coach, I know the loss stings now, but you drop into the consolation bracket. You'll await the loser of Jefferson St. Vincent, which will be tomorrow, and then you'll play that team Thursday. And you have a chance to work your way through the bracket and get into that third-place game, Coach. So when you think about what it's going to take to win the next two games to take third place, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, the bracket actually changed, and I need to get you a new copy of that. Yeah, because Mission Rule State, you can't play four games in a week, so we removed that possibility. But, yes, we'll move to the third place game on Friday, and then the loser of Jefferson Saxon, or St. Vincent, I'm sorry, will be on the other side of that. So I'll get you an updated bracket.
So no Thursday action then?
There's one game on Thursday, which will end up being the consolation final, and we'll get you that. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, that was kind of a little mix up there because we had dropped to seven teams. But in any event, yeah, we're in the third place game, and it'll be either Jefferson or St. Vincent. That game will happen I believe still tomorrow night. It is tomorrow night. The second game tomorrow night,
right? And then your third place game will actually be before the championship on Friday.
Right. Okay. And either way, it's a quality opponent.
Yes, definitely. All right, Coach. As you're aware of now, we have our Applebee's Bar and Grill, a Farmington Player of the Game. And I know I asked you yesterday to choose, and you were like, this and that, and I chose Denby, and I think we'll just stick with me making that choice, if you don't mind. I like the playmaking ability of Hunter Basson, hitting a three at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. That's not easy to do. Also, hit some, quality threes in each of the periods, minus the fourth where he got a two-pointer, and that was the one that you liked the most because he got an offensive rebound, crashed the glass and was able to get it in there. So I would give it to Hunter Basson. I think he's a pretty sweet guard for you.
Hunter's a sophomore, and he's got a lot of talent, and he's got some nagging injuries and illnesses, but if we can keep him on the court, he can do some things, and has a nice shot when he's in rhythm. So I certainly don't disagree with that, Hunter. That's a nice pick. Hunter is going to be real important to our success this year and in the future.
Well, hopefully he enjoys a nice free appetizer on behalf of Applebee's.
Appreciate it.
All right, Lee Richardson, thank you very much, Coach.
Thanks,
and
Matt.
We'll talk to you Friday for the third place game.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, that is Lee Richardson, head coach of the Crystal City Hornets, as they fall to Saxony Lutheran 61-41.